You know what time it is when you hear those applause. It's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Sanbonani dumelang abshani molweni. Bonjour from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi. Wherever you are, whatever time zone that you fall, welcome to Famous Friday. Here speaking is your boy, Mlungisi Simpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese corp. Welcome to Famous Friday, you know, your favorite platform where you speak and interact with some of your favorite South African and maybe global celebrities and ask questions, have conversations, and also inform us. Who else would you want on this particular platform? You can do so by going on www.dailysun.co.za. Click on the subscribe button at the top, and you can be part and parcel of that particular conversation. You can also do that by following our lovely weekly newsletter, where you can also interact with some of our amazing and cool content that we have up there. Today on Famous Friday, arguably, if South Africa had a soundtrack for the past 10 years, I think the song that this gentleman produced and put to the world has shaken the world. I can stand on the affirmative and say, I don't think in my little musical knowledge that there's ever been a song as big than this particular artist has put together. Very humble guy, but is very unapologetic when he puts a hit together. Today on our Famous Friday platform, we have the global trotting, trailblazing, all things Flames, Master KG. Master KG, welcome to Famous Friday.
One in Tamil. How are you, my brother?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. I can't complain.
Look, I don't know if we're going to talk about the single that I hope that you're going to tell us about this new international single that you've put out or you're going to put out very, very soon. But I must speak, yes. How has life been since Jerusalem?
Hey, you know, I don't want to lie. A lot of things changed. I would say the life has changed, you know, in general. How things were happening before Jerusalem and now, you know, just two different things. It's been a lot of growth, you know, musically. Mm. It's been a lot of, been traveling, you know, nonstop, always in a flight.
Yep.
You know, week in and week out. And yeah, it's been one of those.
Look, I mean, you're ramping up those passport stamps. That's ala joanu. Gabona hore ditlo tlala big time. A little birdie told us that you have a brand new single that you're going to drop with a very international artist. Can you tell us a bit about the song, and can you tell us who that artist is? If yeah. hint, nudge.
Yeah, definitely. I'm dropping a new single with my brother Joe Boy from Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
You know how this collaboration came about. It's just me. You know, I've been loving Joe Boy's work for a long time. So mm-hmm. you know, always been in my book that if I get a chance someday, you know, I will have to put him on a song with me. And then yeah, you know how social media makes things easier these days. I DM'd him.
Yep.
Sometime, and then it was like, yo, my bro, I love your work too. Let's get it. And then from there, I prepared a beat, I sent it to him. Then he liked it, was like, let me kill it. And then he recorded it, even though we're not in the same space, but recorded it in Nigeria. Then sent it back to me, and then I had to put it, mix it well, and do all that. And the rest is going to be history, you know?
Yeah, I mean, do we know when the song is going to come out? What the name of the song is going to be?
Yeah, the song is coming out on Friday, 18th November.
Oh, wow. What's the name of the song? And obviously it's available, I will assume, across all platforms?
Yes. The name of the song is titled Lale, which means tonight. It's a Yoruba language from Nigeria.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Does this mean...
Yeah, out on... Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely. I'm sure it's going to be... Master KG Touch is going to be, it's going to be a banger. Does this mean that Master KG is working on an album or hinting on an album? Is there a full body of work that we can anticipate from you?
Definitely. I'm trying my best. You know, one thing, you know, I would say one of my weaknesses, you know, as an artist, I don't want to lie. It's making an album. You know, I'm still trying to fit in and be that person that, you know, can give a good body of work. You understand? Because for me, it's always been singles. You know, but then I feel that, you know, I really need to. Obviously, I do have albums. I have Skeleton Move albums. I have Jerusalem album.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I feel like this time around, the album that is going to drop is going to be something different, because the two albums that I've mentioned, albums whereby I dropped a single, and then because of the single was getting a lot of love, I just repackaged other songs and made it an album. You know, so I feel like my next project is going to, it's going to show that growth of me, you know, because, you know, I took a lot of time, been working for the longest time without dropping anything. So, you know, I'm just expecting, you know, people to, you know, to take it, you know, to the next level, you know, because I'm not really an artist who do albums.
Yeah.
I don't want to lie,
yeah,
you know, but then I can see that, you know, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for my people, you know, so, and they want it. So, yeah, I've been giving myself that time to work hard and, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't blame you, because globally, the trend of albums is sort of fizzling out, I suppose. So everybody would rather drop singles instead of a huge body of work, because even from our attention span, so we always go from single to single to single to single. So it's very different for us to listen to a full body of work. It's very few people who are that musically inclined as far as that full body of work is concerned. I mean, Master KG, quickly talk to us. You have probably, like I said in the intro, Jerusalem has been a global hit, you know, and still is,
yes.
You know. If there's a musical student who's listening, what are the three things or three components that make a global hit, let alone a national hit, but a global hit?
One thing that I would tell is that, first thing first, you have to believe when you're in that studio that time, when you're working on that beat, or when you're recording those vocals, first thing you have to just tell yourself that, you know, this is gonna, you know, this is something else.
Yeah.
You know, believe in it. Believe in it. You know, believe in it as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then second thing, you know, I would say, you know what, to make it global, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know how to put it. You know, it's crazy, because one thing for sure is that the songs that you really don't think about, you maybe, let's say you drop a lot of songs, but then there's that one song that you might have done, but you might be like, but this one, you know, then, you know,
that's the always, song, yes.
Yeah, you know, these songs always just catch our attention by surprise, you understand? Yeah, and then obviously I feel like the use of social media these days, I'll put it as the third one, that whatever that you drop and you feel that it has potential, put it out there, TikTok and all those social media platforms, because I don't want to lie to you, social media has changed the way our music used to travel before. Our music is traveling faster than ever now. You know, there's no longer that thing of saying, okay, it's song now that is from Africa, it will reach the States or anywhere in the world after a year or so. You just drop a song today, it's on TikTok, and then it's viral, it's all over, global.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, that's what I would say, that, use those tools, I believe, something will come out. Because I've also been checking out lately, as, you know, most of us as Africans, not only South Africa, Nigeria, and many parts of Africa, you know, they've been dominating the global space, you know.
Yes.
And one thing I've realized is that the social media has been taking a big role in that, because obviously we've been making music before, but then lately it's like it has opened up for everyone.
Yep.
As you can see, I'm not the amazed, because it's doing the things, you know.
Mm.
And many genres now, it's like now the world is ours.
Yep.
Let's take control of it.
Yep, the world is listening. The world is listening to Africa, and Africa is playing the drums to the world. Quickly, Master KG, what can people expect? We talked about your single now, but what else is Master KG working on, as far as music or other things are concerned?
Oh, yeah, I'm currently working on the album. Definitely it will drop next year, 2023, in February, you know. This time, you know, I have to, you know, I'm busy punishing myself, making sure that I don't miss the deadline.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely. And then, nonetheless, also, I've been busy with Juanita Mus Entertainment, which is my label that I opened a year ago. It's turning a year, by the way.
Jeez.
So, I've been trying to get as many talent as I can to uplift them, because obviously now I have that, you know, that global
experience.
It would be nice for me to not only be alone, but then get the next ones next to me to, you know, also, you know, take it further, because obviously I won't be there for forever. So there must be someone also to take it further when I'm busy with other things. So yeah, that's what I'm, you know, the label is all about.
Fantastic. When you climb the lift, I heard it from Steve Harvey. When you go up on the elevator or the lift, please make sure you press down so that there's somebody that you're going to bring up as well. And that is what Master KG is doing. Quickly before you go, what do you do to relax? I know now the festive season is going to be up and about. We're going to be booked and busy. But what does Master KG do to relax when you're not doing music, when you are not in studio? What are you doing when you're relaxing?
You know, when I'm relaxing, I would say, you know, I'm more of like a house person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be just chilling in the house, you know, watching movies on TV.
Okay.
Because obviously traveling, you know, I don't want to lie. I want to travel as much as I can for to be some part of the world, but then I'm always out. And then, you know, for me to have that moment to just go out and really have much of the time. But then, yeah, so far something that has been working for me, just sitting in the house watching TV and, yeah, watching movies.
Yeah, quickly, 30 seconds. Three artists that you would, that are on your radar now in terms of features. Who are those three artists? You'd love to work with now. Who are the three now?
Definitely Chris Brown. I'll also say Fireboy. You know, the third one. Ami Fagu, you know, yeah, Ami Fagu, been working, something coming. I love your work so much.
Wow. Master KG, big thank you for your time. I know you are global trotting. We're speaking to you in between jet lagging, but big thank you for your time. And we look forward to your brand new single. Congratulations on the global success and your label as well. We look forward to also your amazing album that's going to drop next year. May God bless you. May God keep you. Keep shining, my brother.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated. Thank you, guys. Juanito Mos.
Cheers, bruh. Wow. And that was our elevator conversation with Master KG. Look out for his brand new single, which is dropping on the 18th. It's with a Nigerian superstar. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be out on all digital platforms. Look out for that. Look out also for this particular episode on www.dailysun.co.za. Click on the subscribe button at the top, and you can interact with this and many, many other of our episodes on Famous Friday. Also, do look out for our newsletter, perfect platform where you can also then consume some of our amazing content that we also have to offer. Big thank you to Master KG and to you for listening. And if you see me on the streets, do know that this here is Mlungisi Sempela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese corp. It's bye for now.